You're listening to SBS News.
Pacific Island countries have decided not to go ahead with a proposed region-wide security and trade deal with China. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi took part in a high-stakes top security meeting of the China-Pacific Island foreign ministers. The talks were held between China, Fiji and nine other Pacific nations. China was seeking a wide-ranging agreement, which was leaked last week and sparked growing concerns among Australia and United States allies. Following the virtual gathering, media in Suva received a frosty reception from Fijian Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama. Freelance journalist Lise Mavono spoke with security ahead of his arrival.
I'm not causing trouble. This is from the place. It's big enough for both of us. Let us take our pictures.
Yeah, please come.
Okay.
Speaking in Fijian, Frank Bainimarama says reporters standing to the side take pictures like mad people. He and the Chinese foreign minister did not take questions when speaking about the outcome of the meeting. The pair confirmed a sweeping, region-wide proposal for greater collaboration on policing, trade and disaster relief has been shelved. But Minister Wang Yi says it's not the end of talks with the region.
Going forward, we will continue to have ongoing and in-depth discussions and consultations to shape more consensus on cooperation.
Frank Bainimarama says the two nations will continue to engage in discussions.
China is a forum dialogue partner in the Pacific Islands Forum and is also an important bilateral partner to the 10 Pacific Island countries that met today. As always, we put consensus first among our countries throughout any discussion on new regional agreements.
The Chinese ambassador to Fiji, Chen Bo, stepped in for an impromptu press conference.
I can assure you, this kind of agreement has been signed. There has been general support from the countries of 10 countries which we have diplomatic relations. But there are some, you know, of course, there are some concerns on some specific issues.
The Chinese foreign minister still held the meeting a success. He's vowed to release a new position paper from Beijing in the coming days. The Fijian government also signed three exclusive economic deals with China, which included accepting agricultural donations. This is an election year in Fiji, and the leader of the largest opposition party has told SBS News that if elected, he would support greater economic collaboration with China, but would strike down any agreements related to security or policing. Viliami Gavoka is the opposition leader of the Social Democratic Liberal Party.
Absolutely no. Security for us, SODELPA, is with our traditional allies. We've always been a Commonwealth country, and our security is with the Australia, with New Zealand, with the United States, and the British Commonwealth. We will not go into any security arrangements with anyone outside of that relationship.
This is the second regional meeting between China and Pacific nations, and it appears the talks will become an annual event. Hannah Kwon, SBS News.